Hello, Minnesota boxing fans, and welcome to another episode of the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Brian Johnson, and my co-host is Sean Strauss. Super lightweights Roman Cruz and Ryan Due join the podcast to preview their fight on the December 3rd Ignite Boxing card at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis. Cruz, 0-1 of Grand Forks, North Dakota, returns to the Twin Cities for his second pro fight. Most recently, in April, he went toe-to-toe with Josh Clark, dropping a four-round majority decision. Due, a U.S. military veteran who served in Afghanistan, makes his pro debut. Due hails from Osakis, Minnesota. This promises to be an entertaining bout. I hope you enjoy the episode.
Welcome to the Minnesota Fight Night podcast. I'm Sean Strauss. My co-host Brian Johnson is off today. We are pleased to be joined with Roman Cruz, who's going to be fighting on the upcoming show, Ignite. Boxing One, I believe, is what they're calling this event. And it's going to be at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis this coming Saturday on December 3rd. Roman, thanks for joining us on the podcast again, man. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me, and it's nice seeing you guys too.
Yeah, the last time we talked to you was before the fight that you had at Canterbury for Ignite. What have you been up to since then?
Being a dad, working, and the grind never stops. You know, I always stay prepared just in case that phone call comes around.
How long have you known about this fight? Now, you're going to be fighting, like I mentioned, off the interview here, Ryan Due. And he's, I want to say, out of that same stable as Corey Thompson, the Nordic Boxing Warriors Academy, which is kind of like in Alexandria, Minnesota. But how long have you known about this fight and who your opponent was?
I want to say about 2 months now. I've had a good time to know who it was. I've had a good time to study him and, you know, do film with the coach, see what we need to work on. And I'd say I got enough time. This time around, I like it, and I have no problems with this one, and I'm actually kind of excited.
Well, you put on a great performance the last time. I know all the fans were happy to see you in the ring, and it was an exciting fight. I know I talked to you afterwards, and unfortunately it didn't go the way, you know, you wanted it to, but I mean, you put on a great show. So I don't think there's anyone who saw you the last time who isn't eager to see you again. I'm glad to hear that things are going well. Have you changed anything, or is the camp basically the same, you know, as far as where you're working out, you know, your sparring, all that stuff?
I wouldn't say I changed anything really. I maybe added a little bit of weights in the program a little bit. I'd say a little bit of weights, but nothing crazy. I just, like I said, I don't really change anything that, you know, like that phrase says, don't change it if it's not broken.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've little twerks here and there, but other than that, I mean, I'm focused on the goal, and that's to get my hand raised.
Absolutely. Just to remind our listeners, can you just tell us, you know, where are you based out of? And, you know, your gym that you're working out of, you know, who's in your team, that kind of stuff.
Grand Forks, North Dakota. I train out of Combat Cardio. I train out of Raul Rodriguez Boxing. There's various guys. There's Dave Hembrett that literally trains with me. There's Nate Rubin, sparring partners, Javier. My buddy Noah Hawkins just came back in the scene. So we got some sparring rounds recently. I'm pretty excited about that, actually, because he was a young, upcoming rising star there. But honestly, just pretty much the same people, Raul, Victor, Dave, Nate, Javi, same people that I enjoy having around. Iron sharpens iron, and those are the ones that I think believe are going to make me a better fighter.
Yeah, I know. I got to talk to Nate backstage with you last time. It was nice for me to meet Nate. I'd seen him fight before. I think I saw him fight at Hinckley years ago. So that was kind of cool to get to meet him in person. And to hear that he's part of your team, that's awesome. He's a good fighter. What are you looking forward to the most, you know, about this, you know, getting back in the ring? Yeah, it's been a little bit of, you know, time here. But you just, are you getting anxious now? I mean, this is fight week. You mentioned the drive. It's going to be, you know, hopefully not too snowy. It's like a blizzard here right now. On Tuesday, you amped up. I mean, this is a new venue. We're not going to be at Canterbury this time, right? It's going to be at the Hyatt.
Honestly, I got goosebumps already. I've been saying back and forth that I wish it's already this week, and guess what? It's already this week. So I'm pumped. I'm ready. I'm stoked. Like Nate Diaz says, that phrase Nate Diaz says, I'm going to, you know, throw a few punches, not get hit, go back with some cash. That's honestly fun to me. It's all fun to me. I can't wait.
What day are you going to get on the road and come into town? Because it sounds like weigh-ins are Friday, right?
Friday early in the morning.
Okay. How long of a drive is that from Grand Forks?
I believe it's 4.5 hours, 5 hours.
Okay. So it'll be a good haul. Get up early in the dark and hopefully get it safe travels in, no snow.
Well, I mean, I don't want to say anything, but hopefully if my driving partners are hearing, hopefully I don't have to drive much. That's the plan.
That would be even better, right? Get some rest.
I guess hopefully they're hearing.
But awesome, dude. I don't want to keep you too long. Like I said, I know you're busy today, but thanks for making time. Anyone you want to give shout outs to, you know, who's been helping me at this camp, sponsors, anything like that?
First of all, I'd just like to thank my family, my wife, my kids. They're mainly my biggest support. It makes this happen. They allow me to go train. Raul Rodriguez, Victor Ramirez, letting me use his gym as well. Dave Hember always coming over, holding mitts for me. Nate, Javi, Noah, anybody that's been sparring with me, Khalil, all you guys, thank you very much. I appreciate it. And Ryan Dua as well. I appreciate you taking the fight, making this happen. I hear he's a stud. I can't wait to share the ring with you. It's going to be an honor.
Well, no, that's all I got for you, dude. Thank you so much for making, you know, time for us today on the podcast. We look forward to seeing you fight night. Brian and I will be ringside. And like I said, we'll be interviewing your opponent shortly later this evening here. And you'll be able to tune in and listen to hear what he has to say.
Awesome. And next time I'll make a little bit more time. We'll make a little bit more 30-minute interview. I'm sorry that I always got to rush on you.
No worries, dude. I understand. This is fight week. I waited till the last second. So you guys have a lot going on the last week of fights. And the last thing I want to do is add any stress. So, no, I appreciate you, man.
Last thing, if you're watching, come out. I always give out a fight. And I promise you this isn't going to be any different.
Right on, right on. Absolutely. Nitro tickets. Get your tickets. It's going to be a good one.
Let's go, baby.
All right. Hey, we're pleased to be joined here on the Minnesota Fight Night podcast by Ryan Dua. Ryan will be fighting on the December 3rd Ignite boxing card at the Hyatt Regency in Minneapolis. Ryan, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing, sir?
I'm great. Ready to get this interview going. Ever since he told me about it last week. So
yeah, for sure. Well, we're certainly pleased to have you on the podcast. And I believe now I know that you have some boxing and combat sports experience as an amateur, but I believe this is your first professional boxing match. Is that correct?
That is correct. I have about 43 amateur fights. So this is my first professional boxing match.
Okay. So, and I know that you work with Corey Thompson, and he's told us a little bit about you, but for those of us who don't know your story, I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about how you got into boxing and, you know, I guess why you decided to turn pro.
Okay. So the story, the backstory here. So I'm 35 now. Back in middle school days is when I joined boxing, and I fought through middle school and all high school. And at the end of high school, I decided to join the Army. So then I was away from boxing for 15 years, just away from it. 3 years ago in passing, Corey and I used to fight, not each other, but fight on the same cards in the amateurs. We fought out of different gyms. So we knew each other. So 3 years ago, we just met in passing. He just opened up this Nordic Warriors boxing gym. And I stopped in, and before you know it, I'm back here training, and then start coaching people, start coaching kids, coaching adults, and then get back into it. Just started sparring and had a couple amateur matches. And then I'm like, you know what? I still got stuff in the basement. Let's answer this call. Let's answer this call before it's too late.
For sure. And at what point did you know that you would be on this Ignite card?
So I found out, I want to say almost three months ago. And when I got the offer, I was more than excited. I was honored. I was like, to fight on Ignite, that is huge. Corey Thompson fights on there, and I always look up to him, and you always have great fights on Ignite. The last two I watched were phenomenal, and I just want to go out there and showcase what I can do for the fans.
Yeah, absolutely. And what weight do you fight at?
I fight at 141.
Okay. And you said you were in the Army. Is that right? Tell us about that. And I understand you did some tours of duty and
You're welcome. I did 8 years in the Army. I was with the 101st Airborne Division out of Kentucky, deployed with them to Afghanistan back in 2008 and seven, eight, nine, kind of there. I was there for 14 months total. And then I ended up getting wounded and flown home actually just before Thanksgiving in 2010. And so that was it for me. That was time to just hang that up and hang that chapter of my life up and move forward. So, yeah, I mean, if I wouldn't have done that, who knows where I'd be today? I mean, that defined who I am. And I don't regret any of it. It's taught me a lot. It comes with a lot of price. You know, some things just not everybody will understand, but it doesn't come without its price. But when all said and done, I'm glad it's done.
Yeah, well, good for you. You said you were wounded. Tell us about that. Was there a long recovery time there?
So it was one of our patrols. So I took, we get ambushed quite frequently. We were going in on this village and we're supposed to hit it in the morning, like before the sun comes up. And well, anyways, I ended up getting shot in the back. I had my plate. So they were surrounding us. And before the sun came up, they were already blindly shooting. So I got shot in the back, but I had a plate. It broke through the plate. And it's just, I can't describe the pain, but did that. And then took shrapnel in my knees too, from explosions, from like RPGs and rockets and whatnot. Mm-hmm. That was an occurring thing for us. That was a daily patrols. We were on a very small combat outpost in Afghanistan. There was like 45 of us. That's it. And so it was a daily occurrence. Just this one day, this happened to be, that was the one. But I got people that I still talk to today that are from different states that literally I thank my life to, you know, for saving me. And so I'm very grateful to be where I am here today and still be able to box. You know, I've had to adjust my style a little bit from those past injuries. They have hindered how I used to fight, but it made me stronger. It has definitely made me stronger.
That's awesome. I mean, that you're able to come through that and still be able to participate in a sport like boxing. But I imagine that boxing is a piece of cake now after what you've been through.
It's still got its challenges. I'm always learning. This has actually become an outlet for me, getting back into boxing. It's actually been a good outlet, getting away from, before I got back into the gym, I was heavy drinker and I was just down all the time, and I need a healthy outlet, you know, something to get out that anger in a good way. And no better way than punching somebody.
You know, I've heard other boxers say that. Even Tyson Fury has talked about how, you know, he's retired a couple of times and had to come back because he was bored and then he gets depressed. Mm-hmm. I can see how that can be therapeutic in a way too.
It is. And of course, it's just like anything, head trauma, and there is that. And it's a good outlet. It's a good outlet for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for you. Sean, did you have anything that you wanted to jump in with?
I wanted to touch a little bit about the gym. You know, you said once you got involved with Nordic Warriors, next thing you know, you were helping teach kids and adults. Yeah. And and so on and so forth. What can you tell us about your current role in the gym? And, you know, for those who might be in your area, you know, who haven't heard about the gym or want to come check it out, you know, talk about the gym a little bit and your role in it.
So the gym at Nordic Warriors Boxing Academy here in Alexandria, Minnesota, 3 years now it's been open. And my role at first, it was to come in and just get a workout in and get in shape. Really. That's what it was. So I came in, did that for probably 3 months, just got to know people, get trained, did what they did. And then after that 3 months, people started kind of asking me questions because Corey talked about, you know, I had 40 some amateur fights and I didn't win any like anything huge, but these younger kids were looking up to me and for advice. And so I started coaching them just on the side. And then the adults too, adult classes, they were asking me questions. Well, before you know it, about a couple weeks later, Corey's like, would you be interested in coaching? I'm like, you know what? I never thought of myself as a coaching type, but let's try it. I like to teach what I know and add a few wrinkles to somebody's game. And so that's what happened. I started working with Corey. And then I eventually went into doing my own classes Monday and Thursday and working with kids. And yeah, it just took off from there.
Awesome. It sounds like the gym has been booming.
It is.
I've seen some, you know, I don't see a whole lot of video. I know Corey, he's funny. When I interviewed him, he talked about how he doesn't really get into the social media thing. And doing what I'm doing, you know, with the boxing stuff, I get sucked into the social media.
Oh, right.
And I can totally understand where he's coming from. And I'm jealous of that because it is, I've done it before where I just unplugged and it's nice sucked into that. But that being said, it's nice to get an insight into the gym. So it is useful in some ways. And like, I've seen some videos of the place and the website's really awesome.
Yeah, very much. But yeah, it's, yeah, we got all age groups, like 5 years all the way up to however old you want to be. Different skill levels. So you don't have to be a pro. You don't even have to compete. Just want to come in and box, get in shape. I mean, we got a little bit of everything for somebody.
I think the first time I talked to Corey, one of the things I brought up, and I didn't bring it up when we talked to him again this past time, was the, I can't remember the program, but it was basically for like emergency workers, you know, they don't have to pay when they go work out at your gym.
Fit to Fight program.
The Fit to Fight program. Yeah. Yes. Can you talk about that? Cause that's amazing.
It is. And that's EMS, any emergency service, police, fire, first responders, they get to train at the gym for free for their sacrifice that they volunteer to do, you know, and for risking their lives every day, you know, they're taking care of us. They're able to come in here and train for as long as they want and their family members.
Do you see many come in and take advantage of that?
At the beginning we did. Now we only have a couple. We're trying to get more. We're reaching out more towards the college now too, the law enforcement, because that's actually how Corey got originally started with this. Law enforcement students saw Corey just working out at a gym, and they asked him if he could teach him how to box. So that's how it started. So we've been talking about going to the college and trying to recruit. And so the ones that are going to graduate can come in here and train for free.
Well, I definitely want to make sure I got that in. And I'm sorry to Corey that I didn't remember to bring that up before, because I think that is such an amazing program. I want to bring it up every chance I get so that you guys can get those people in there taking advantage of it, because the kids and the youth, I mean, what better role models do you get, you know?
Absolutely. Coming in?
And
we've had a EMT, and we have two EMTs actually right now currently. So, and it's a great program. We're trying to reach out more and get more people, let them know what we got to offer. So
your fight that's coming up, you're facing Roman Cruz. Roman is no slouch. I don't know if you saw him fight on the last card. I believe he was fighting Josh Clark.
I was there.
The Canterbury card. He's coming from Grand Forks, North Dakota. I asked him if he had, you know, knew anything about you or anything, because I interviewed him a little bit earlier today. He didn't know much, but, you know, he knew you were tough. And he's excited, you know, to find you. So
absolutely. That's the same here. It's I don't know. I've never met him or anything at all, but I did watch him fight. I was there for that fight. I got a lot of respect for the guy. He brings it. He brings it. And I hope he's ready to go to war. That's all. So it's going to be,
he was rubbing his hands together. He's excited. And I'm sure you are too. Absolutely. It's being fight week. Can you talk a little bit about how the camp's been winding down? You know, everyone seems like they're a little bit different and how they back off. You know, where are you at with your camp?
So right now I'm feeling good. I'm ready. I'm like, I'm going to do get one more solid session in tonight, and then I'm going to recover tomorrow and then just get some massages, get some all recovery stuff going for me. I'm ready. I'm sharp. I feel everything is coming together, and I just need to get that muscle relaxation going, get that masseuse.
Yeah, and for the listeners, you know, depending on when this comes out, we're talking on Tuesday evening right now. So he's got one more workout, he's saying, tonight, and then he's going to recover. And it sounds like weigh-ins are on Friday.
Correct.
And the fight's on Saturday. So as far as your weight, now you said you were fighting, what, 141?
Correct. And right now I'm on point for weight.
You're on point. So that's good.
Yep, I'm on point. So
Thanksgiving didn't do you in, so that's good.
No, it was. I wanted to. I controlled myself.
What's your normal walking around weight?
So I normally walk around at 55.
Okay.
So it wasn't far away. Yeah, no, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. Wasn't hard. It really was just cutting out the amount, really. So mm-hmm. food, but yeah. So 40, 41. That's actually what I used to many years ago. 41 and 32. So wow. Right back where I started.
You have any, I know we talked about, you know, how you're coming out of Nordic Warriors, but as far as like your corner, you know, obviously Corey's fighting his own fight.
Yep.
Who's going to be in your corner working with you?
So I got Mikey Farragon, who will also be in Corey's corner. I don't know if he's talked about him, but
no, keep going.
He's a former pro boxer, 20-1. Signed by Oscar De La Hoya and Golden Boy Promotions in 2017. He finished his record with 20 wins and one loss. He lives in Minneapolis, actually, in Arden Hills. Not Minneapolis, but Arden Hills. And so I work with him. Corey works with him. So he'll be working both of our corners.
Nice.
And he also trains out of Title Boxing, or coaches out of their Title Boxing gym in Arden Hills.
Oh, cool.
Cool.
So you guys are out in Alexandria. I believe Corey said it'll probably be about an hour and maybe a half, depending on the weather. If the snow keeps up, maybe a little longer, but
yeah.
Hopefully not. I think today was the blast, and then I think it's just going to be cold for the rest of the week. But yeah, you get into town on Friday, then you're just going to come in on Friday and weigh in and then be in town.
Yeah, come in.
For the night.
Yep, come in on Friday and then weigh in and then hydrate and just be ready for fight night. You know, go over those final preparations. It's a lot of this week for me. I left this part out. This is a lot of mental for me. This week I take this week and I take everything in, you know, take the good and the bad. You got to be realistic, you know, and you just think of all the different situations, the scenarios. You try to think of them all. You can't get all of them, but you try to be ready for anything. So that's kind of what I do for the last week, mainly is mental, on top of the hard work, of course, but take that week to really mentally prepare.
Yeah. So much of it is mental. It is.
Glad
that you take that time to focus on that aspect of it. Ryan or Sean, do you know any details about the weigh-in? Is it open to the public? Where will it be held? That kind of thing.
I do not. Ryan, you might know. I'm not going to be able to go.
So I actually can't. Well, I don't. I could open it. I don't know if I'll lose you. I don't want to try it, but I actually have the itinerary that was sent to me. And this is going off of memory, real quick. But the weigh-ins were like at 2:30. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it was at the Hyatt or not, but like I said, I can't look at it right now, unfortunately, without closing it.
No, that's all right. If they are open to the public, just and if you have that itinerary, just let us know, and we'll reach out to the promoters and ask them as well, so that if fans want to be there, if it is open to the public, we'll definitely let fans know.
Yeah, I'll definitely, once I'm done with talking to you guys, I'll look at that, and then I'll let you know.
I'd like to try to make it, but I don't know if I'll be able to either because of work and all the other stuff that we have to do.
other adulting. Yeah,
I know. Yeah, I wish this was job number one, but no, this is this is the hobby. But as far as, you know, sponsors go, I know Corey's great about, hey, he has a ton of sponsors backing him. Are you able to capitalize on the great community that he's kind of already got going out here where he's got sponsors?
Exactly. We've actually been, this fight, we got the same sponsors, a couple extra, and then we put in a package deal. So they get both of us for like the price of one.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, so it's really, really worked out. And so that way we kind of, you know, you're not picking him or picking, you know, me. It's both of us.
Yeah, he mentioned that about getting tables. Now, he said you guys, cool. At the time of my interview with Corey, he had said that he had his count, I believe, for yours and his tables were like at six. And he was hoping to get over that. But yeah, that's the deal. It sounds like you guys have a slew of folks coming. And if fans want to get tickets, I know Corey had said you can get them at the gym. There was a barbershop in town.
Yes.
Drawing a blank on the name.
100% Advisory.
Okay.
Jesse's the owner. And yeah, we have tickets right there at the front counter, and you walk in, awesome place. I mean, you've never been to a barbershop like this before, but you walk in there, we got tickets for sale, banner of the fight, a fight, like huge poster. So it's eye catching, you know, and we actually have for the kids, we have hairstyles. So if you get one of our, you get the rooster, you get pay-per-view half off. And then if you get the warrior, which is Corey's haircut, you know, so it's encouraging kids to, or, you know, some of the parents, they might not want that extreme. They're also doing stenciling of like their choosing.
That's pretty awesome. I don't think I've ever heard of anything like that. That's cool.
No, it's really cool. We're really trying something different here, and it's working. It's really working. Jesse's been great promoting. He's all for it.
Sean was telling Corey that he was jealous of Corey's beard. I'm jealous. Yeah, me too. I'm jealous of your rooster, man. I couldn't. Right? I wish I could grow one of those.
Yeah. Right?
I think I tell Corey every time I see him, I'm jealous of his beard, but he's got a great one. When I was in high school, I had the mohawk too, so I can relate to the rooster.
Oh, right on. Yeah.
Looks good.
Appreciate it.
Well, no, it sounds awesome that you guys got sponsors and stuff backing you. That's huge. Yeah, absolutely. Many guys, whether they're amateurs or pros, you know, can say that they have that. So that's awesome. Support is everything.
It is everything. It's huge. Couldn't do it without them, honestly. The training we go on, couldn't do it without them. It's not possible. So they make it super, super hard without them, you know.
Yeah.
And they've made everything easy where we don't have to really struggle. We got them on our side backing us, and that's what we need. Now we're gonna go out there and perform for them.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey Ryan, we sometimes ask this question. We don't always get it in, but are there any boxers that you like to watch out there? Any favorite fighters that you have?
I do actually like a pro fighter I like to watch. I do enjoy watching Kambosos, George Kambosos Jr. I do watch him. Devin Haney, to me, he's underrated. I really enjoy watching him. Of course, Tank, but I mean, I don't have my favorite boxer though of all time is Roy Jones. He's been my favorite. So yeah, I just like him. I mean, that's not me, but that's who I always look up to that. So
yeah, he was amazing in his prime. He on fought too long, unfortunately, but. You know, when he was at his prime, he was
dangerous.
One of the best ever.
Yeah,
I keep hoping to bump into him one of these days. You know, we have these big fight cards that come into town, and we've been fortunate enough to, you know, get to say hello and meet some pretty big names in the sport. And I hope that we get to continue to do that if we keep getting these big networks to come back, like Top Rank and Showtime. Yeah. And Roy Jones, that'd be a good one to meet. I don't know, Brian, did you ever meet him? I know you've met some big ones.
I've met Lennox Lewis, Ray Mancini, you know, some of the other guys, like, you know,
the you got a picture with Lennox and Goosen.
That is
cool. Yeah, yeah, right. Yeah, no, I met Caleb Plant, just met Anthony Durrell at the last show at the Armory, and who else? Oh, well, I shared a picture of way back when I met Ingemar Johansson.
Oh, yeah.
The former Swedish heavyweight, the former heavyweight champion of the world from Sweden. That was way back. I'm aging myself, but that was way back. In,
that was an awesome photo. I don't know if you saw that, Ryan.
No.
He was, Brian was taking a shot at his stomach. But Ingemar couldn't even pretend to do it wrong. He was taking him out. He was going to his head. He was taking Brian out.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I wrote on the caption there that I'm glad he wasn't throwing that right hand with bad intentions. Cause
yeah.
Even at that age, he was an older man by then, but he was a heavy handed guy.
Yeah, but, you don't lose that. You don't lose those heavy hands.
Yeah, right.
No, and I want to say that we're actually going to have, you know, you talk about pro fights and other fighters. That night of the Hyatt for Ignite is going to be, I want to say, Chocolatito Estrada 3. That's huge. So if you're liking the flyweights or the super flyweights, those small guys, when they bang, I'll be excited to watch that when we get out of,
yeah, absolutely.
Of the Ignite show. But yeah, that'll be the big one that day.
Yeah, absolutely. I do. Yep. Is that going to be on DAZN?
Typically, Chocolatito's on DAZN, so I think so.
Cool.
I think it is on DAZN. Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Roman Gonzalez, but goes by Chocolatito. One of the coolest nicknames ever.
It is. It is pretty cool.
All right. Well, Ryan, thank you so much for your time, and I don't want to take up too much of your time here, but
well, thank you.
I don't know if you had any other questions, Sean, or if Ryan, if you wanted to add anything.
You made me think of one. You know, you'd asked him about his favorite fighters. And in the past, we used to ask guys about maybe any music that they like, you know, whether it's to work out to and to train to, or if it's ring walk or whatever. When you're working out, you got some favorites, or you got.
I sure do. Ring walk? It really depends. Depends on the mood of the day. But I mainly focus, like, I wouldn't say angry, but like Disturbed, Five Finger Death Punch, Pantera, that kind of stuff. I like that. But I also, every now and then, I just get that where I want to be like gangsta. Yeah, I need some rap. So it's a blend. But I do get some walkout music going. Got a walkout music going, and that really, right before any intense training, listen to that. Game on.
Have you settled on a walkout song? Or
I have. Or you want to
keep it a secret, or do you want to tell us, give us the scoop?
keep it a secret.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, no, that's cool. Sometimes it's funny because some guys choose their songs and other ones I don't think they do. I think it just happens. They just play something sometimes.
Yeah.
We were talking to Josh Clark once, and he had I take that back. Maybe it was post fight. Maybe he chose his ring walk song, but then I think after the fight, they were playing an Irish song, and his nickname is the Irish Virus, you know? And I thought that was pretty cool. Yeah. Like, did you tell them to play that, or did they do that on their own? And he's like, no, that was just a coincidence. He's like, that's pretty cool.
That is a good coincidence.
But no, I don't have anything else, man. Ryan, thank you so much. You know, sorry for the delay, and sorry for hanging up on you guys when we first started.
I'm sorry for not getting back sooner. I like I said, I leave here and I totally kind of like shut my mind off. And Corey actually messaged me today. He goes, hey, you haven't got back to Sean and Brian.
I messaged him and I was like, hey, you know, did you give me the right number? I'm like, I text him and I haven't heard back, and he's just like, on it. And I was like,
on it. Yeah. Yep, he got it. So I appreciate it. Thank you for your time so much.
No,
thank you, Ryan. You, dude. Thank you. Yep. Good luck to you. We'll see you at the fights. I hope to get a chance to say hi and shake your hand after the fight.
Oh, absolutely. I'll hunt you down.
All right.
All right. Take care. Have a good night, guys.
All right, take care.